Abbott's Corliss Murray, the company's top engineer, discusses how the company's culture leads to innovations that change health technology around the world.
The products that we make are life-changing. We continue to focus on driving and doing what is good for the patients and customers that we serve. If you desire to explore, to help make a difference, you can do that at this company.
See how Abbott innovations are reimagining what's possible at www.healthtech.abbott.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. A widespread outage that affected millions of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp users Wednesday stretched well into Thursday morning in one of the longest disruptions of Facebook service in years. Figuring out what that's all about after these tech headlines. SoftBank is among the group in talks to invest $1 billion in Uber's self-driving car unit, helping the ride-hailing firm make its pitch to investors ahead of an eagerly anticipated IPO. Under terms being discussed, SoftBank's Vision Fund and other investors, including at least one unnamed automaker, would take a minority stake in the unit at a valuation of between $5 billion and $10 billion. The journal says for Uber, the arrangement would provide much-needed cash for an ambitious and costly venture. It would lighten its future funding obligations, all the while enabling it to maintain control of the unit. Scientists call for a moratorium on blockchain-edited babies. The international group of researchers, including some inventors of the popular editing tool CRISPR, seek worldwide action on editing genes in human sperm, eggs, and embryos, ones that would be implanted to make babies. Some researchers don't sign on, a sign of discord about how to best balance encouraging research into the tech's potential while deterring irresponsible use. Discovered in 2012, CRISPR allows scientists to cut, edit, and insert new DNA. Read more about it at WSJ.com. And we learn that companies with tech expertise on their board see higher revenue growth. That is, according to a new MIT study, the analysis showed that out of 1,233 publicly traded companies, ones with revenue over $1 billion, about 24% had board members that were classified as tech experts. It goes on to show that technology executives have skills that could positively influence the financial health of a company, especially if they snag spots on company boards. Coming up, getting to the bottom of that Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp user outage thing after this.
Abbott's Corliss Murray, the company's top engineer, discusses how the company's culture leads to innovations that change health technology around the world.
The products that we make are life-changing. We continue to focus on driving and doing what is good for the patients and customers that we serve. If you desire to explore, to help make a difference, you can do that at this company.
See how Abbott innovations are reimagining what's possible at www.healthtech.abbott.
Computer systems at three of the world's largest technology companies went offline temporarily this week thanks to an unusual and apparently coincidental series of glitches at Facebook, Google, and Apple. Facebook grappled with the most significant issues, blaming one of its longest ever outages on a server configuration error. The company communicated little about the outage except to say it was not related to a distributed denial of service attack. Let's get more. Joining us via Skype from San Francisco, The Wall Street Journal's Bob McMillan. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Tanya.
So we ranked, 22 hours of an outage by Thursday morning. You know, the masses flooded to the likes of Twitter to communicate, mainly Twitter. I guess even Facebook, its primary communication about the outage took place on Twitter. Are we in the clear? What do we know?
So it's lasted a day, which is really the most disruptive outage they've had ever. They've had outages in the past, but nothing of that's affected this many users. I mean, at this point, Facebook has about 1.5 billion active daily users, and they're all at some point or another feeling this. I mean, I'm able to use Facebook right now, but other people are reporting that they can't get there. Facebook did confirm that there was not what's called a denial of service attack on their network. That sometimes can affect people's ability to connect with Facebook apps, and that's something that happens when some, hackers decide they're going to just train a bunch of computers or devices at the Facebook network and overwhelm it with traffic. So they're saying that's not happening. that's knocked sites off in the past.
When internet companies occasionally do experience these outages, what are the reasons? Why does this happen when it does?
Well, this is not supposed to happen, right? Facebook has spent billions of dollars building its own data centers, purchasing its own network infrastructure, designing things from the servers to the networking equipment to the data centers so that this will never happen. So that's the first thing is it's very unusual when this does happen. But everybody makes a mistake. And we have seen outages from internet giants in the past. It's usually one of three things. The power can go out and that can just knock everything off of kilter. So if you lose power to a data center or something like that, then that can just overwhelm the rest of the network and that can cause the problem. It's very common to see a networking error of some sort. So they might introduce new software or configure their routers in such a way that and just make a mistake. It's what they call a fat-fingered error, where they just type something wrong and they start routing traffic to the wrong place and suddenly it just cascades and goes out of control. A third thing would be if they have some kind of provisioning software. There's software that these companies have written themselves that makes new servers come online and helps them. If an app is getting used a lot, it helps prevent it from being overwhelmed. And that software can sometimes have bugs in it. And that could also be the problem. Now, I guess the fourth question would be, is there something nefarious happening? Was there some kind of hacking or, something like that? And they seem to be, with their comment on this not being a DDoS, they seem to be indicating that it's not nefarious. It usually is a networking problem of some sort. And we often will see a firmware update where they add new software to the networking hardware they run and there's a bug in it, or just somebody misconfigures something and it just cascades. It knocks one router out and then another router goes out and soon the whole thing is all messed up and they're trying to get it up and running again. And it's like a big complicated machine that takes a lot of reconfiguration to get going again.
One thing I thought about was what the fallout looks like when you look at a enormous advertising machine that Facebook is. A day out of business means what? Could Facebook be forced to pay refunds to advertisers? I mean, what does it mean in terms of the bottom line here?
That seems like a possibility. There's also just add inventory that's not moving because people aren't able to get to the site.
Right.
So who knows? Today may be the most productive day outside of Facebook in
right?
in the last few years. But it's going to hit their bottom line at some level. What's very unclear right now is what percentage of their whole daily traffic is being affected, right? Many people are reporting issues getting to Facebook, but like I said, I can get there right now. There is some, it's still somewhat, there's some level of connectivity. So we don't have a good read onto whether this was, devastating one, basically they're going to lose one full day of revenue for the quarter, or if it's going to be more like 33% of the day or something like that, so that there's a range of possible outcomes in terms of how bad this could really be for Facebook.
In the meantime, it seems like just one more thing to pile on Facebook's plate these days. So
nothing but bad luck these days.
That's a story. Bob, thank you as always. We appreciate it.
All right. My pleasure, Tanya.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.